Daf is Daf Mem. We begin the fifth parak. Hayubodkim. So the Mishnah, the long Mishnah here, pretty much the entire Amud. The Mishnah says Hayubodkim Osan B'Shevach Hakiras. When it comes to cross-examining the Edom, the witnesses, there are seven questions that are asked. Now these questions are essential, as the Mishnah will explain. And the goal of these seven questions is to know whether these people are telling the truth or they can be found in Edom Zomim. Because if you explain where they were and what time it was, so people say, wait a second, that time you were with us in a different place. So the whole goal of seven Chakiris is in order to ascertain whether or not they were found to be Edom Zomim or not. So the Mishnah says, what were the seven Chakiros? Be'ezah Shavua. Which Shavua, Rashi explained to Eze Shavua Shel Yovel, which of the Shemitah cycles did this take place? The Eze Shana, which year? Be'eze Chodesh, which month? And Abe Kama B'Chodesh, which day of the month? Let's say today's Gimel Elul. Be'eze Yom, which day of the week? Which would be Yom Shishi. Be'eze Shah, which hour of the day? And Be'eze Makom. So those are the seven questions that were asked, and they have to answer them. Rabbi Yossi, Omer, Be'eze, Ba'yom, Be'ez Shah, Be'ez Makom. All you need to ask is three Chakiros for Rabbi Yossi, namely, which day of the week, which hour, and which place. So then you would ask him, Makirun Atem, do you recognize him? Do you recognize whether or not he is a Jew or a non-Jew, Rashi explains here? And Rashi explains, this is not one of the Chakiros, this is rather what's called the Bedikos. Bedikos are additional questions you ask him. We'll explain what Bedikos are. Bedikos are not essential, but Bedikos can lead to a contradiction and can throw out the Edus. So recognizing whether he was Jewish or not Jewish, that's a Bedika, because that has nothing to do with Edom Zomim. And he talked to him about Bo, did you give him the proper warning? Because you know you can't give a Mises Bezdin unless there is a Hasra. And then Ha'oved Avodah Zarah, if it's a person you saw him doing Avodah Zarah, you ask him details. And this is simply also Bedikos. As Mi Avad, what type of idol was he worshipping? Ubima Avid, what type of Avodah was he bowing down? Was he pouring wine? What was he doing exactly? You ask other details. So now the Mishnah explained the difference between Bedikos and Chakiros. Kol Hamar Bedikos Harez Meshubach. One who asks more questions. The more questions you ask, the more Bedikos, even though they're not essential to the testimony, but the greater, the more you ask, the better it is. And there's once a Maisa, Ubadak Ben Zakai B'Uksei Te'enim. Once you asked about Uksei Te'enim, apparently the Maisa was that someone was involved in something, killed an individual under a Te'ena tree. And he asked him, what was the nature of the Te'ena tree, and were the stems of the dates, that were the figs rather, that were connected to the tree, were they thick or were they thin figs? That's the great detail one's allowed to ask about Bedikos. So now we establish what Chakiros are versus what's Bedikos. The Mishnah says, Ma bein Chakiros lebedikos. What is the difference between, we know the difference is which questions you ask, but Lemaisa, what's a nafka mina between the two of them, the two categories? So the Mishnah explains, Chakiros echad, Omer ein yodea, edusam betela. If a person says, one of the Edom say, I don't know what time, I don't know where, I don't know which day of the week, he is completely thrown out, we don't accept the Edus. You cannot say ein yodea for the Edus to be accepted. But when it comes to Bedikos, Echad Omer Ein Yodea, Vafilu Shnaim Omerim Ein Anu Yodim, Eidusan Kayemes. If one or even if both individuals, both Eidim say, we don't know the Bedikos, I don't know how fat, how thick the Oksei Te'enim were, or I don't know what type of Avodah Zarah he was worshipping, that would be fine. That's not going to throw out the Bedikos. In other words, Bedikos are not essential. The only reason why they ask Bedikos is to try to get the Eidim to contradict each other in order to just throw out the Eidus, because we really want to protect the individual, the Nidon here, Hitzilu Asa Eida. But if they answer Ein Yodea, that does not present a contradiction, so the Eidus is still Kayemis, even though he says Ein Yodea on the Bedikos. So then the Mishnah says, Echad Chakiros Ve'echad Bedikos Bizman She'machishim Ze'edzeh Eidusam Betela. Whether or not Chakiros questions, the seven Chakiros, or whether or not the additional Bedikos, if the words are contradictory between the two Edim, then it's thrown out. Whether it's Chakiros or even by Bedikos, a contradictory remark will be to render the Edus Bato. So then the Mishnah says, Echad Omer Bishnaim Bechodesh, Echad Omer Bishlosh Bechodesh. One guy says it was the second of Elul, and the other guy says it was the third of Elul. So then Edus Kayemes, it is considered good Edus. How could that be? They're being so each other. So the Mishnah explains, Shezeh Yodea Be'ibur Shechodesh, Shezeh Einu Yodea Be'ibur Shechodesh. One guy thought it was a 29-month Av. So he thought it was, therefore, it was third of Elul. The other guy knew it was the Ibur Chodesh, it was a 30-month Av, so today was really second of Elul. He never got the message, he never got the memo that it was a 30-day month before him. So that is understandable, and that's not considered a contradiction. But if it's a case of Ze Omer B'Shlosha V'Echad Omer B'Chamisha, one guy says it's the third of Elul, the other guy says it's the fifth of Elul, so then Edusim B'Tayla, that's Batel, because you can't say he missed the last 2 months of Ibur Chodesh, and therefore we must assume that they're lying. One guy says it's the second hour of the day, one guy says it's the third hour of the day. It's good because, as the Gemara in Pesachim explains, I think also here in Sanhedrin we'll see probably in a couple of days, that it's possible a person could be off the mark. One guy thought it was 2 o'clock, one guy thought it was 3 o'clock. That makes sense to make such a mistake here. But Echad Omer B'Shalosh, V'Echad Omer B'Chamesh, Edusan B'Tayla. If one guy says the third hour of the day, the other one says the fifth hour of the day, it doesn't make sense that they're going to be off by 2 hours, in which case the Edus is thrown out. But Rabbi Yehuda tolerates, he actually would allow a case of 3 and 5. That a person can make such a mistake. But he draws the line if Echad Omer, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Kayemes, it's good if one guy says third hour of the day, one guy says fifth hour of the day. But if it's a case of Echad Omer B'Chamesh, Echad Omer B'Sheva, one guy says it's the fifth hour of the day, and the other one says it's the seventh hour of the day, Edusan B'Tela, that we throw out even according to Rabbi Yehuda. Meaning, even though Rabbi Yehuda normally tolerates a 2 hour margin of error, when it's the fifth hour versus the seventh hour, that cannot be mistaken, because Edusan B'Tela is Shebechamesh Chama B'Mizrach U'B'Sheva Chama B'Mariv. The sun is on the eastern side in the fifth hour of the day, but already by the seventh hour goes to the west. So a guy wouldn't be so off by 2 hours if the sun is on the opposite sides of the world. So that wouldn't make a mistake. There's a very, very big discussion in the Rambam and the Poskim about hours of the day when it refers to here, and in general when we talk about time. Is it referring to Shel Zmanios, halachic times, which you take the morning, whether it be Nates or Alos, to Shkia and Tzeis HaKochavim, and you split it up by 12 hours. So in the winter, it's going to be much smaller time periods. The hours could be 45 minutes long, and the summer could be an hour and 20 minutes long. Or do you assume that it doesn't go based on that, it goes based on regular time that the rest of the world keeps? So Rambam assumes all shows that appear in the Shas, and Halacha, it's always Shas Manios. Rav Yaakov Emden proves from a number of places it can't be the case. One of his riots is that it says you could read Shema up until the third hour. Why the third hour? Because that's when kings wake up. So are you going to tell me that kings wake up depending on whether it's winter or summer, the third hour is going to change based on... Certainly not. We wake up at 10 o'clock, whether it's sun gets up at 5 or the sun comes out at 7. The king's always going to wake up at 10 o'clock consistently. So Rav Yaakov Emden proves from there and many other places, when it comes to shows, it refers to actual time, not shows manios. But that being said, once Rambam says it really does refer to Shel Zmanios, we can't really argue on the Rambam, and we accept his position. So the poskim, some say, if a person cannot get Shel Zmanios in, you are perhaps, the Munchas Elazar says, you could rely on the Rav Yaakov Emden and wait for the 10th hour, 10 o'clock, since that's like the third hour of the day, even though Shel Zmanios may be ended at 9:30, let's say. That's such a discussion that's found in the poskim. Fine, back to the mission now. The Mishnah says around halfway down the wide lines, V'acharkach machnis, after you've asked the bedikos and the chakiros, afterwards machnis and esasheni. That's after only asking the first guy all the questions. So then you bring in the second witness, ubotkin also, you ask him the same questions, im nimtzu dvereihem michvanim poschim bezuchus. If you find that the edim's testimonies match up with each other, so you start asking bezuchus, and you try to find that, is there any way, so now the edis is good. And that Reuven violated Shabbos, let's say. So now you say, wait a second, could anyone find any innocent understanding, any zechus for this guy that he shouldn't be killed? So if Amar Echa Mina Edim, if one of the Edim themselves, who just testified that this guy's guilty of Chil Shabbos, the Edim says, Yeshli Lalamid Alav Zechus, I have something to say. Oh, Echa Mina Talmidim, Yeshli Lalamid Alav Chova, or one of the Talmidim say, I think I've got an argument that he's guilty, Mishatkin Osa, we don't allow him to speak. So we understand why we don't allow the Talmidim to speak, because they're trying to bring a chova. The first approach we always do is try to find a zakai. So we throw out the Talmidim's explanation. But how come if one of the Edim say, I've got a zechus to say about him, why can't he say something? So Rashi explained, based on the Gemara we saw earlier in Daf Lamed Gimel, because it looks like Kenoa Nogei Be'edus. The Edim themselves has testifying, and then he can't go ahead and start saying something against his testimony. It's Nogei Be'edus. So fine. So then the Gemara Mishnah says, Amar Echa Mina Tamidim Yeshli Lelamid Alav Zechus. But if one of the Tamidim of the Bezdin says, I've got a reason to say why he's innocent, so then Malin also, we bring him up to the stand. Umoshivin also Beinem, we place him among the Dayanim. Velohaya Yorid Misham Kol Yom Kula. And he wouldn't come down the entire day. They would start asking questions and figure out the argument and see maybe he's really innocent. And then, Im Yesh Mamash B'Dvarav, Shomin Lo. And Mamash, he has something to say. There's something that holds water. So we listen. We listen to the suggestion, the argument of one of these Talmidim. Vafilu Omer, Hu Omer Yesh Li Lamid Al Atzmi Zechus, Shomin Lo. And if the Nidon himself says, I've got an explanation why you think I was doing Chil Shabbos, when in fact I wasn't, we even trust him to say a Limud Zechus. Ubevad Sheyesh Mamash B'Dvarav. So long as what he's saying really has something to say. He can't just say, oh, I've got something to say, and just trying to delay the verdict. It has to be where there's real mamashes to his dvarf. V'matzulo zechus, if we find whether the Tamidim or whether the Nidon themselves find some argument proving his innocence, so then patru, we let him go off the hook. But v'imlav, if we can't find any argument to prove him innocent, so ma'vir no solamachar, we push off the verdict until tomorrow, and we sleep on it. Umizdavagin zugo zugos. We have pairs of chavrusas of dayanim talking it out back and forth, discussing the case. Maybe we could find some other limud zuchos. They sleep on it, and then hayumimatim emaychel. They would not eat so much the next 24 hours. V'hayushosin yain. They wouldn't drink wine kol hayom. V'nosim v'nosim kol laila. All that night they'd be talking about this particular din Torah. Rashi says they would learn belaila by themselves. During the daytime they did learn bechavrusa, at nighttime by themselves. Rambam says, no, even through the night they learn bechavrusa. I'm not sure why that, what they're arguing about exactly. And then, lumachras, the next day, mashkimin, they wake up early, uban lebezdin, they all go to Bezdin, and then they go through the case again. Hamazaka omer, the ones who say, I think he's innocent, omer, ani mazaka, umazaka ni bimkomi. I hold that he's innocent, and I'm still standing ground that he's innocent. Mechayev, the one who says, I think he's guilty, Omer Ani Mechayev, I yesterday said he was guilty, and today, Mechayev Ani Bimkomi, I'm still holding with that position that he's guilty. And HaMelamed Chove, Melamed Zuchos, one who yesterday thought he was Chove, can change his mind to say, I think he's actually Zakai. But, Aval HaMelamed Zuchos, a guy who said he's innocent yesterday, Eina Yachal Lachzor LaLamed Chove, the next day, he can change his position to Chove. Tobudavar, let's say they make a mistake. One guy thought he said this way versus that way. A guy forgot what he paskin like. So then, that's not a problem because we have those shnei sofer yadayanim, those two people who would be keeping tab of all the different arguments and the positions. Here maskir no, so he'd open up his notebook and say, no, you Ruvain, yesterday you said this way, and Shimon, you said this yesterday. In matzilo zechus, if after this discussion they find a certain zechus, patru, they let him off the hook. Bivimlav, they can't find any zechus for him. Omnum l'minyan, they begin to make a count. They take a vote. So now what happens is, Shnei Masar Mezakin V'Echad Asar Mechayvin. If 12 say innocent, 11 say guilty. So we have in favor of innocent. He's guilty. He's innocent rather. Zakai. If Shnei Masar Mechayvin, 12 guys say guilty, V'Echad Asar Mezakin, 11 say innocent. So now we know, even though Rov say guilty, we need at least two over. And we only have one that's above on the guilty. V'afilu echad asar mezakin v'echad asar mechayv. And even if it's equal, 11-11, v'echad amar enyodeh, one guy abstains. So then, afilu esem v'shnai mezakin, even if 22 say innocent, o mechayv, or 22 say guilty, v'echad amar enyodeh, one guy abstains. So then the lach is yosifu adayanim, you have to add on. You have to have at least 23 people there who are making a position here. And you add on dayanim until you have 23 people making a decision, even though the decision is clear. The common most even, how much do you add? Shnaim, shnaim. Each time you need to add, each time a person says any other day, you add two more, until you have an odd number of, until you have a verdict that's clear. Ad shim ve'achar, you're able to add two until you have a total of 71 dayanim. And let's say, shloshim v'shishim mezakin, 36 say innocent. V'shloshim v'chamishim v'chayvin, 35 say guilty. So then, zakai, because rov say zakai. But let's say, if shloshim v'shishim mechayvin, 36 say guilty. V'shloshim v'chamishim mezakin, 35 say innocent, and now you're stuck. Because you have one guy, Rov says guilty, but we can't kill based on one in favor of guilty. But at the same time, you can't say innocent because Rov isn't saying innocent. But now you can't add people on because you've reached the max of 71. So what are you supposed to do at this point? Dan in Elu k'neged Elu. So you have a whole fight, a whole big discussion. Ad sheyira echa min ha'mechayvin divrei mezakin. Until you've convinced one of the guilty positions to jump to the side of innocent, it's a stalemate until that happens. So in this case, the guy can never be killed, because then we know a guy who says innocent can never change to guilty, so you have to convince a guilty party to say he's innocent. That's the whole long mission.
Rashi says he can change.
Rashi says he can change from guilty to innocent to guilty?
Rashi back on 34.
Says he go innocent to guilty? Yeah.
If one of the judges favoring acquittal changes his position, a verdict of guilty can be rendered.
Uh-huh.
The Mishnah only mentions the first alternative, guilty to innocent, because that results in a favorable outcome.
Uh-huh.
Read that, note
34. Note 39. Yes, you hear the court here also. Okay, so I guess you can. Okay. Fine. The Gemara now says the last two lines of the Amud here. Minahani Mile, how do you know this is the case? Namely, what Rashi says that there's a concept of seven chakiros. So Amar Rav Yehuda, Damar Kra, the Pasuk says, this is this week's parsha, these next, well, not this one, but the other ones are. But the Rashi v'chakarta v'sha'alta heita, the Pasuk says. And then the Pasuk says, and this I think this is this week's parsha now. Vomer v'hugad l'cha v'shamata v'radarsha heitev. Vomer v'derasha shoftim heitev. So we have the Lashon of Drisha a few times. Just look at Rashi to clarify what the Drasha is of the word derashta. Rashi says three lines up from the bottom here, v'derasha v'chakarta mashra yafa yafa. You should really investigate, cross-examine him very, very well. V'shalta lo mashma chakira. The word questioning, it does not imply a chakira. Ala ad the cause of heitev behedya. Has to say heitev for it to be considered a chakira. Hatlasa. So again, the positive says v'derashta, v'chakarta, v'shalta heitev, that's all. Shalta heitev is one unit. So that's three chakiras in the first pasuk. Ubir nedachas ksiv. That's in the context of ir nedachas. Next case. Ubiyachet ha'ovid avodah zarah, says Rashi, ksiv v'derashta heitev. Hatre, derashta indicates one drisha, and the word heitev is the second one, so we have five right now. Dilu v'derashta below heitev, mashma drisha malma. If it said derashta without the word heitev, that in itself would have implied a drisha. So the word heitev is extra, so that's number five. And ube'edim zomim ksiv v'darshu ha'shoftim heitev. V'inei, eid sheker ha'eid. So we see here, mazhircha akas of lejosh heitev ze edim ha'achronim ha'mezimin eser eshonim. So the word in the last pasuk of Vidarshu is number 6, and heitev is number 7. So this is the source of, again, ir nedachas, edim zomim, and avodah zarah. Lumping these two together, we have a total of 7 different chakiros. So the Gemara says, the top of Amud Beis now, how do you know that's the way to make the drasha? Ve'ema chada kiksiva, chada chada kidiksiva. Maybe say each one is on its own, meaning what? In the case of Ir Nedachas, you should have three chakiras. The case of Avodah Zarah should be two chakiras. In the case of Edom Zom, it should be another two chakiras. Who should lump them together? Because Din Kain, if that were the case to combine all 7 together, Lichtevinu Rachmana Bechada, have the Torah write 7, Derashah V'Chakarta V'Heitev, 7 times in the context of one, let's say, for example, Ir Nedachas. And then, Kevin de Kula Ba'de Hadadei Ksivei Mehadadei Ma'yalfei. And Lichtevei Rachmana Bechada. That's the question. So answer the Gemara. Kevin de Kula Ba'de Hadadei Ksivei Mehadadei Yalfei. Since they're all written in the same way, with the since they're written in 3 different places, and we learn one from the next, it's as if you're written them all. They're written all in the same place. Kiman de Kasa Bechada Dami. There's a concept the Gemara is telling us here, which we appears a few other places. Whenever there's a Gzer Shava of 2 different concepts, it's ki'ilu as if it's written in the other concept. So let's say you have A and there's B, and A and B are connected. So we learn from A a halacha that's written by B, but it's not written by A. But the Gzer Shava makes it as if the halachas of B are written explicitly by the halachas of A. That's what the power of a Gzer Shava is. So that's what the Gemara says here. Since we learn these three areas together, again, Kevin de Kula Ba'da Hadadik Siva, since they're written, we learn them together, Mahadadi Yalfi, we learn from each other, the Kevin de Yalfi, since it's based in a drasha, Mahadade Kiman de Kasu Bechad Adami. It's as if they're all written next to each other. So where is it? Wait a second, how do you make such a Gzer Shava here? V'halo Dami L'Hadadi. These three cases of Ir Nedachas, Edim Zomim, and Avodah Zarah are not similar to each other. The Gemara just quotes in a mnemonic here, Simen Pelet Saif Hasra. These are going to be the three differences between these three areas. Meaning what? Ir nidachas lahanechtarti lodamya. Ir nidachas is different than the other two in that shekain ramonan pala. Because in the case of a ir nidachas, all the other ones that you say ir nidachas, we burn all the money. There's no money left over. But the other two cases of avodah zarah and eidim zomim, we don't burn the nidos money. The more money goes to the yerushim. So we see ir nidachas as a certain chumrah. And when it comes to avodah zarah lahanech, tarte lo damya. Avodah zarah is not similar to ir nidachas nor to eidim zomim. Shekain besayif, avodah zarah gets killed with skila, but ir nidachas and eidim zomim, well, saif can be. Look at Rashi for saif for a second. Rashi says shekain besayif, ir nidachas besayif. You kill all the members of the ir nidachas with a sword. And when it comes to eidim zomim, the parshasa mashma shemeidin al rotech. If he testifies about a rotech incorrectly, you kill him with saif. As opposed to the avodah zarah, he always gets skila. The eidim zomim could be any misa, but at least since saif is shayach to eidim zomim, that can be a case of saif by eidim zomim, and it's never shayach for avodah zarah. That shows that there's certain chumra that avodah zarah is unique. And back to the Gemara now. Eidim zomim lahanech tarti lo damya. Eidim zomim is not similar to ir nidachas nor to avodah zarah. Shekein tzrichim hasra. The other two cases require hasra. Eidim zomim doesn't require a hasra, so we see that there's a certain chumra by eidim zomim. So how could you learn these three partials from each other to each other? So the Gemara says behetiv heitiv yafinim hadadei v'gzer shava mufna. We learn a gzer shava. It's not just a logical connection. There's a gzer shava, and a gzer shava can be learned if there are extra words. If there are extra words, and we learn it from the extra word heitiv doesn't need to be there. So then, even though there might be some questions in the logic, the Gzer Shav is able to circumvent and override any of the questions in logic. Because the Ilo Mufna, if the words being used are not Mufna, not available, so then you have the Ikla Mifrach, you can ask questions. So the klal is, when there's a Gzer Shav, if the words are not extra, they just happen to be words that appear there, and you make a Gzer Shav, then you can ask logical questions. If the words are superfluous in both contexts, so then you make a gzer shava, then they are protected from any logical questions. So this has to be a case where they're mufna, because otherwise we would break the gzer shava with a logical question. So which words are extra? Which words are superfluous? Lai ufne, which ones are extra? Mufne medahavale lemichta v'darshu v'chakru. The pasuk sure said darshu v'chakru. V'shanei kra b'dibure, but the Torah changed its word. V'heitav said the word heitav, that's extra. Shema min alafnui. The reason why they changed it to the word heitav, added the word heitav, was to leave it available for gzeir shava. So the Gemara says, fine, granted akati mufna mitzarechad. So one of the sources is mufna, but what are the other ones? So again, akati mufna mitzarechad. It's from one end, it's considered mufna. So Bishmal Hanech Tarti Mufnahu Mishum Havle Lmichtav. We understand those two cases. It didn't have to say the word Hatev, and it said it anyways. Namely, the case of Avodah Zarah and Edom Zomim says the word Hatev. Ela Ir Nedachas Mai Havle Lmichtav Ha Ksive Kulei Hasam. So once, what's the question here? Right. When it comes to Ir Nedachas, it doesn't say the word Hatev. So the word heitav, so what's the mufna when it comes to your nidachas? So we
just
want to,
referring to what?
Eidim zomim and avodah zarah. It says heitav there. The word heitav doesn't need to be used there, and it's used there. Okay. When it comes to the case of your nidachas, it doesn't say heitav. So the Gemara says, what's the mai havel lemichtav? Haksiva kula hasam nam yafnu yimufna. Midhavelay lemichtav, all of them are really extra. How? Each of them could have said v'darash v'tidrosh or chak or tach, or use the same word like the Torah does all the time, had double lashon. V'shani kra b'dibura b'heitev shma mina lafniyim. The fact that it uses change the word v'darash v'chakarta and change the word to add heitev and all those different changes in these extra words there, that means these words are superfluous and therefore available for making a drasha like we said of gzer shav. So Gemara says fine. Asa nechnekin. So now the case of ir nidachas is a case of hereg, and the case of avodah zarah is skila, and eidim zomim is kind of whatever it is. But we don't have any from a mefurish pasuk that by chenek that there's going to be drisha v'chakira. We only know by skila and by saif, by hereg. So Gemara says nechnekin b'kal v'chomer miniskalim neharagin. So we learn it from a Kal Vachomer because if when it comes to those serious of the serious punishments like skila and hereg, we have a certain kula of giving sheva chakiros. So certainly by the lesser, the least of the onshim, we should have chakiros there as well. And furthermore, what about nisrafim, which isn't mentioned? Vasa nisrafim bekavachomim in this column. Srefa is a lesser onesh than skila. So if skila, the pasuk of avodah zarah, requires seven chakiros, so then certainly srefa, which is less than that, requires seven chakiros.
Less, if it's less, why would it be seven?
Because we're trying to, no, if it's a more serious one, the chakiros protects the nidam. So if the nidam was mechal Shabbos, so he should be killed. Why are we asking seven chakiros? It's protecting him. Seven chakiros on the edim are finding them to, if you have a question, and they make a stira, then they throw out, we save the nidam. So if we give that certain hatsala for a case of skila, we ask seven questions. So certainly for a srefa, we should certainly try to save him more. So the Gemara says, and it comes to nisrafim, we learn kavachomer from niskalim. If skila has the hatsala of seven chakiros, then certainly srefa, which is less than that, should have the hatsala of sheva chakiros as well. So the Gemara says that only makes sense if you assume that Sreifa, in fact, is less than Skila. That makes sense, Hanicha l'Rabbanim, Damre, that Skila is a Chamura from Sreifa. But Ella, the Shita of Rabbi Shimon, Damar, Sreifa is more Chamura, Sreifa is worse than that. Ma'ik l'Memra, how do you know that Sreifa also gets seven Chakiros? Maybe there shouldn't be seven Chakiros. And if the Edom come and say he deserves Sreifa, you just kill him. You kill him right away without asking any questions to the Edom. So the Gemara says, Ella Amar Yehuda, Vinei emas nachon, vinei emas nachon. So what's going on here? It says in the pasuk, those psukim above, it said extra words. What mean hinei emas nachon? It's true. It's true. Ha-chad, so that's another four. Emas nachon is emas is one, nachon is two. We have it again. Emas nachon is another two. That's just total of another four. So the Gemara says ha-chad esrar, that's 11. Sheval the sheva chakiros. So seven for the seven chakiros. Dal tlas l'gzer shava. Three of them are now extra just to create the Gezer Shava now, so that's 10, a total of them. And Pasha Luchada, we have one available now, and that's the Rabbi Shimon, La Suya Srei Nisrafin, to include that even the case of Sreifa has the Sheva Chakiros. So now what about the Rabbanim? So they don't need this extra. What do they do with the 11th Chakir, the 11th extra word here? Rabban Hold, Milsa de Asi Bekavachomer, Tarach Vekazalakra. Granted, you don't need it. We could have learned Sreifa from a Kavachomer, but still nonetheless, things, the Torah will go out of its way to write a pasuk, even though it could have been otherwise derived from a Kal Vachomer. So the Gemara says, Megadei bar Rabbi Abba. Rabbi Abba started to yell, get up so upset. Eima lasu yishmona hakiros. So how do you know? Maybe it should really be 8 hakiros. Maybe that's the whole din. Maybe there's extra words to tell me that it should be 8 hakiros. Why are we so settled on that there should be 7 hakiros? So the Gemara asks, Vishmona hakiros mi'ika? What's the 8th chakir? There's no 8th question you could think of. You ask every single question you could possibly ask about time and place. You can't just make up another one. What color shoes was he wearing? That's not a chakira. Remember, the definition of a chakir has to be where it's going to help the Edom find these guys to be Edom's omen. So what's the 8th question you could possibly ask? Why are you so troubled by this? Can you ask which time of that hour? I say 3 o'clock, you say 3 o'clock. So maybe ask which minute? 3:15, 3:45. So why not ask that?
They didn't have minutes in those days.
Well, you could say in between, whatever. I mean, it was between the third and the fourth hour. So you could ask finer, whatever it is. You could ask something, be more exact in the time. So the Gemara says, V'tani nami hachi, the Braisa says, that how you both can know, so b'shmona chakiros. So it's not made up. The Braisa actually says that there's opinion. You would ask 8 chakiros. So the Gemara says, hanichel abai, this makes sense abai, according to Aliba the Rebbe Meir. Damar, ein adam toa v'lo klum, that no one makes any mistake, and therefore what? Let's read a little further now. Ulahach lishna nami, damar adam toa b'shmashu shop, your person does make a small mistake, but so therefore, there's a concept of half hours. People would know every half hour, even though we'd say third and fourth hour, people would know every half hour. And according to the opinion that says people would even know by the minute, by a mashu, so this is a very good question. So then, Ella Labai Dalhiba Rabbi Huda, the Adam, Damar Adam Toa Chatisha, person makes a mistake by a half hour, Ulurabba Damar Toa Inishatuva, people make big mistakes, Ma'ik Lamemar. So just look at, so the question is, what's the eighth hour? So if you understand that people make mistakes by half hour, so the eighth question would be the minutes. If you assume people don't make questions, people don't know, or they're not so machmir, they know the third hour and the fourth hour, they don't know the in-betweens. So what's the possible eighth question? Which Yovel this is in? Is this in the first Yovel 50 years, the second Yovel 50 years? The Gemara says, no. That we already asked, which Shemitah cycle it's in. Gemara says, no. Ela suye be'eze Yovel. So there's a difference. That, where's this Rashi here? I'm not sure what the question is. Shavuot, that's very different. Which Shemitah is very different than which Yovel this is?
I don't see what difference that makes anyway. As far as somebody's killing somebody, Shemitah Yovel.
It could be. It took place 7 years ago. You know which Shemitah he's referring to there.
But you're not off by an hour. You're not going to make a mistake. But which 7 years? You know which.
No, no.
7 years?
Not that make a mistake. You have to know when he's testifying that I saw the murder. Well, which when you said this year, or you saw it 7 years ago. Just to know about the case.
Well, I'm saying he says I saw it 3 months ago. So then it's obvious.
He didn't say 3 months ago. He never answered 3 months ago. He just said which month, but he didn't say 3 months ago.
I'm saying.
He said, I saw it happen on the Gimel Elul. Well, which year? Which Shemitah cycle was it? So Gemara says, Einachanam, the Gemara says, you ask the eighth question, would be which Yovel? Vidach, Kevin, Damar, Ezeh, Shavua, Lobai, Ezeh, Yovel. So, no, once you ask which Shemitah cycle, you know which Yovel. It didn't happen 50 years ago, what we're not talking about. So it's obvious, there's no need to ask that question. Now, the Minchas Chinuch asks, wait a second, how in the world do the Edom know which Yovel this is in? Because we don't even know which Yovel this is in. We don't even know what Shemitah we're in here either. So he says, Einachanami, you're right. And nowadays, that since we don't know which Yovel we're in, this question wouldn't be asked according to all opinions. So Gemara now says, Rebbe Yosi, the Minchas Chinuch.
Is there a statute of limitations anywhere in Gemara on anything?
I don't think so. I don't remember coming across it. Don't think so. Gemara now says, Rabbi Yossi Omer. Rabbi Yossi was the one who in the Mishnah said that the three chakirs we asked him, the three questions we asked him were Eze Yom, Eze Shah, and Eze Makom. So the Gemara says now, Rabbi Yossi, Tanya Amar Lehem, Rabbi Yossi, Lechachamim, Rabbi Yossi said to the Chacham, says to the Chachamim, the Divreichem, according to your words, according to you who say seven questions, Mi Shabav Omer, Emesh Hargo, the guy who says, I killed someone yet, or I saw someone murder yesterday, Omer lo beize shavua, beize shana, beize chodesh, bekam v'chodesh. So do you say which Shemitah? And this is your question, man. Meaning if he said it happened yesterday, so you don't have to ask the question if everything else is understood. So then Chacham say back to Rabbi Yossi, Omer lo, l'dvarecha, according to you, Mishaba v'amar achshev hargu, I saw a murder right now. Omer lo beize yom, beize shah, beize yom, makom, will you ask your three questions? I mean, your questions aren't always relevant. So to our seven questions aren't always relevant. Ella. Even though the questions aren't always necessary, we still ask the questions. Could the Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar? Hachanami afagav de lo tzarech raminu aleha. Could the Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar? So who's Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar? Rashi explains it's six lines up from the bottom. Could Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar la tricham, to just cause them effort to bother them. The Amar Masin Hayu Esa Edim in Malcolm and Malcolm. You make them schlep through this place from that place. You have them walk all over the place. You have them do exercise, up jumping jacks, everything in order. Kadesh Titra of Daitim in order to make them so like it's like taking them to a car dealership and trying to sell you a car after 8 hours of taking you back and forth. It really wipes you out. Bichazu Bahem. So you're right. Some of these questions we ask aren't really necessary, but we're trying to really make them back off their testimony. Gemara now says, Rabbi Yossi, Emma, his response is, Emesh hargu shchiach barov edios. Achshav hargu lo shchiach barov edios. Yesterday I saw a murder. It's very likely that the next day they'll come in. But for a person to witness a murder and say, oh, I saw a murder just now, that's a very unlikely circumstance that they'll react so soon and come to Bezdin. And therefore, my questions are always relevant. Not it's never a situation where they're not relevant. He just says that it's very unlikely. Rabbi Yossi's questions are always relevant of Hayom, Be'ezah Yom, Be'ezah Shah, Be'ezah Makom. So if the guy says yesterday, we want to clarify, was yesterday yesterday or was yesterday 2 days ago? I guess they want to ask him the question. But you still have to ask, you know, what hour took place and where it took place.
Today,
it happened happened right now, Achshav. So no, don't need to ask the question of Shah anymore. 3 o'clock, there's a murder. He goes to Bezdin, I saw a murder right now. Like 30 seconds later. That's such an unlikely case for the guy to testify on the hour that it took place.
And then everybody agrees you
would ask. Yeah, no, it would never happen. So it never happens. Again, he sounds like if it would happen, you wouldn't ask the question of Shah, but it would never happen.
As you said, we had a case where it says the guy, you see the guy.
Yeah, but that wasn't Adas. That was, he saw, I know that was you, it wasn't me, but what am I supposed to do here? He wasn't giving Adas and Bezdin yet. He'll go the next day to Bezdin. So Gemara now says, last five lines of the page here, Makir Natem Oso. They ask him, do you recognize the individual? So Tanya Rabbanan, Makir Natem Oso Nachri, Harag or Yisrael Hagri. Was he a Nadru or was he a Jew? Hatiratem Bo, did you warn him? Kibal of Hasra, did he accept the Hasra? Was he willing to acknowledge your warning and then he acted upon it anyways? Hitat Smol and Miso, was he willing to, by accepting the Adis and give himself up to death? That he said, I know if I do Chil Shabbos I'll die, but was he really matir himself, Lemisa? And Nehemis B'toch Chidei Dibur, did he kill the individual with Toch Chidei Dibur within 3 seconds of the warning? Did it happen immediately? Ha'oved Avodah Zarah as Mi Avad, what was he worshipping? Was it Lepor Avid? Was he worshipping Baal Pa'or? Or Lamar Kolis Avid? Or this other type of Avodah Zarah? Uvna Avid, what exactly was he doing? Was he being Bezivuach? Was he shechting something? Bekita, was he offering a carbon? Benisach, was he pouring wine? Beshachava, was he bowing down? These are all the different types of bedikos we would ask him. Okay, we'll stop here because the next sugi goes into the into the next stuff. All right, everyone have a wonderful Shabbos.
Yeah, Shabbos. Regarding your story.